We are back once again. This is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. We are in our second hour now, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show a very talented young lady, Senzeni Steingruber. And she's been involved in Reverse Speech for probably three years. She's gone through the analyst and practitioner classes, done very well. She has her own practice of clients she's working with, and she's currently training to be a trainer. That's what we need, of course, as I've talked about in the early part of the show. We need more people trained to do reverse speech. Senzeni, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's good to have you. So you really ran reverse speech from day one. I remember our first conversation on the phone. You were so excited about reverse speech. Tell us about your initial contact with reverse speech and why you were so excited by it.
Well, I'd originally heard about reverse speech through, actually was a friend of my mother's, and she had been following your website and had been on the email list, and basically she sent me a link to your information. I had a look, and then the more I started thinking about it, because I speak different languages and I was really into music, I just thought, oh, wow, doing something in the audio field would be really amazing. And the more I started looking into it, the more interesting it sounded. And I just thought, you know, I'm just going to try it out. I'll just try out a course and see how it works.
Right. And you found it fairly easy to pick up. Your reversals were always very good from day one. Why do you think you've been able to hear them so well?
Oh, thank you, David. That's so kind. But actually, I do recall my first assignment. I taped a friend of mine for 30 minutes, and I remember listening to the full 30 minutes, and I'd only come up with three words in reverse, and two of those words were the same. The same word. And I remember just thinking, wow, you know, this is only three words. And but then what happened? Well, I think it's, you know, training your ear. It's kind of like when you learn a new language. In the beginning, you just want people to speak very slowly. And thank goodness in the reversals, you hear them at 185 and 70% speed. And it was just training the ear, I think, because over the month's time, 3 months later, I took the same recording, and I actually found about 30 reversals on that same recording, and they were multiple word reversals. So I realized that I think my ear had gotten accustomed to listening to reversals. So I think it's actually just part of the training program.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it does take you sometimes a few weeks to start to hear reversals. I know some students have been quite frustrated spending the first 3 or 4 weeks not hearing a single thing, you know. And, but you'll get there. Just keeping at it, isn't it? It's like learning a foreign language. You should know about that.
Definitely. And, you know, it's interesting in the beginning, because when you first are listening, sometimes you think you hear something and it actually is gibberish. But as you said in the first hour of the program, David, the reversals just start jumping out at you. There's a sing-song kind of voice with the reversals, and also it's just very clear. And then after some time, you can't actually miss them. You just distinguish them every time. So
Once you get the ear for them, they're obvious, and you wonder, gee, how on earth did I miss that one? You know, I remember I found a reversal on Hillary Clinton just the other week, and here, I want to play this. See, you'll see how this one just jumps up out of the gibberish. Here's the forwards.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Now this one says, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared. Hillary's scared.
But let's run the whole lot backwards, and you hear how this jumps up out of the gibberish.
It won't be Hillary. Such not Hillary's scared, but this is the era in the middle.
Well, it just jumps out, doesn't it, Senzeni?
Definitely.
Scared, but
yep. And that's what I'm training new students, how to find those reverse, let's just jump up out of the gibberish. So you got through the analyst course fairly well. That took 6 months, and you went straight on to the practitioner's course. Tell us about the difference between the analyst and the practitioner's course.
Well, the analyst course, which is the first year, has two different parts to it. The first 3 months is called the investigator course. And in the investigator course is when you actually start listening to the recordings, looking and identifying the reversals. And then in the second part of the analyst course, which is actually also called analyst, you start interpreting the reversals. And so many of the reversals, I would say over 80% of them actually, talk in metaphors. And so a lot of times when you hear something, I don't know, about your spirit or your soul or about a metaphor, and these metaphors are actually part of the oral tradition, David, that you talk about, a lot of these ideas were written about by Carl Jung and his collective unconscious. And these archetypes or metaphors, they follow us through the ages, through the generations, and they come out in the reversals. And so when we hear these metaphors, we actually would like to start interpreting them. And so in the second part of the first year, the analyst course, we start looking at the metaphors as well and what they mean and what then the entire reversal can mean in the context of the forward speech. Then in the second year, if the first year was, you know, learning a new language, then the second year is actually applying it. I would liken it to say the first year is like, you know, starting to ride a bike and learning how to ride a bike, and then the second year is, you know, pulling wheelies and racing around on a motorbike and starting to get onto the mountains. Because the second year in the practitioner course, you take these reversals and you actually begin to heal or restructure the metaphors that are sabotaging the client's behavior. So it was really interesting for me because I had clients who were just, you know, trying it out with me in the first year, and I found all these reversals on them, and they said, "Sinzeni, what do I do? What do I do with these reversals?" And I really, you know, the first year I could only identify them, and I said, you know, just hold on. And in the second year, you start learning about metawalks and how to write a metawalk and how to integrate the commands that are given inside of the client's reversals into the metawalk design so that the metawalk reflects what the clients need. So once you're in the second, I was in the second year, I could actually take those reversals that the clients had that were reflecting sabotage behaviors or dysfunctional metaphors and actually work through them. And with startling results, actually. So it was really amazing that, you know, restructuring the metaphors actually had a significant impact on people's lives because their behavioral patterning began to shift and alter just as the metawalks, they're designed actually to do that. So an example is that, for example, I had a client and she had a lot of metaphors about the Mars metaphor, which is the god of war. And she also had in her reversals a lot of nets and snares. And so then in the practitioner course, it was very easy. We actually were able to, you know, take a look at the nets and snares and get rid of them according to her commands that she gave in what we call the pre-walk session, which is basically asking her, how do we get rid of these nets and snares? And she says, you know, I don't know. And in that I don't know, she's actually giving you the answer in reverse. So the practitioner course, what it does is it just takes those reversals that you find and the metaphors and what they mean and takes it to a whole new level, and the client begins to heal and really begins to work on those unconscious patterns that they have in their lives.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It's amazing, because it's a whole new realm, it's a whole new dimension. And really, when I started the practitioner course, I didn't really know what to expect. But over time, I must say, I was I felt fearful, because I was thinking, you know, I'm going to be impacting people's unconscious minds. I have to be very careful, and what if I make a mistake, you know? But actually, the reversals are very revealing. The reversals tell you everything that you need to include. And so in the end, as a practitioner, I'm just a facilitator. I'm just taking what the client is saying they need. I'm putting it in a form that works on an unconscious level to transform that metaphor, restructure it so that it works for them. So, you know, in the end, I'm not inventing anything. I'm not adding anything. I'm just taking what the client says they need in their unconscious reversals and applying it to the metawalk.
Yeah, you actually bring up an interesting point. You said people say, what do I do with these reversals? And I remember back in my early days, back in the late 80s, early 90s, I'd have the same questions. I'd be doing tapes and say, well, this is great, David. Thanks for showing me all my patterns, but how do I fix it? And I'd scratch my head saying, well, I'm not really too sure what to do. And of course, that led me to develop the whole metaphor restructuring process, which I developed. Oh, early to mid-90s, so when that all came together. Yeah. So now you've actually gone and applied the reverse speech in, you have a practice. How many clients do you work with roughly?
At the moment, actually, I was really lucky, David, because it's not like I went out and started looking for clients. During both the analyst and the practitioner course, I was working with people who were interested in reverse speech, or at least interested in working with me in the field. And because of our journey together, and because of the results that they had from the reverse speech inside the two courses, they went out and told a whole bunch of people, all of them did, and just couldn't stop talking about it. So most of all of my clients, I would say 100% of my clients are actually through recommendations of, yes, of these people who have got, you know, have had huge changes in their lives and have gone out and recommended reverse speech to everyone that they know, their family, their friends. So, and actually, I asked them if it would be possible to have them write a short testimonial about their experience in reverse speech. And so I actually dedicated a page on my website to each of them and their story. And so on the website, if you go to results, you can actually, you know, see who they are, read their experience.
Your website address?
Oh, sorry. Yes. My website is www.senzene, which is my first name, .com. And that's spelled S-E-N-Z-E-N-I for U.S. U.S. pronunciation, or S-E-N-Z-E-N-I.com.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. I didn't know you had to sign up. Well, there we go.
Yeah. And you're on there too, David. So thank you for that.
Okay. Let's have a look. I'm looking for your site right now. Okay, Senzene. Oh, we need to link that up with our site. Okay, all right. Senzene. Senzene.com, and I'm on the site right now. Looking at it. Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, David, I don't take that many clients. I take on about a client a week. And so I might be working with up to between 4 and 8 clients a month. And I'm finding that that is you know, a steady flow, and it works for me in terms of my life and my schedule. The wonderful thing about reverse speech, at least in terms of working in the field, is that you can schedule clients from afar. So clients can come to you from anywhere in the world because it's over Skype. So I have clients in mostly Canada, actually. But I've also had in the past clients from the UK, simply because I had someone from the UK as well during my courses that recommended me there as well. And because of the time difference, I work in the evenings. I am actually based in Madrid, Spain, and I work in the evenings here. And so if I'm speaking to someone, say, in Vancouver or in Victoria, or I might even be working with someone in Toronto, you know, there's either a 6-hour or a 9-hour difference. And it's a very flexible schedule, actually, for me. So it's kind of like not the 9 to 5 that you might expect. I can do reversals during the mornings and then speak with the clients in the evenings, and this really works well for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much how my day is. I have 3 or 4 clients in the morning, and then I'm free all day, and then I start again at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and it goes through till midnight sometimes. So I get my taste done during the day in between those time zone differences.
I think the biggest, once the clients are on board and they have received their reversals during a reversal feedback session, which is when they hear their own reversals, you know, their interest is piqued, their curiosity is really on a high, but and then from there, it's actually really, you know, it just. We take on the methodology, David, that you've developed with the session work, a full round of session work with the metaphors and the recordings and the listening to the reversals. And it just goes very smoothly into that process. I think the most challenging aspect of reverse speech is actually describing it to someone who's never heard of it before and for them to actually take the leap, to take the chance, I guess, for them, because they don't know what it is.
Right.
And, you know, I do warn them. I say, you know, if there's anything that you want to hide, this is not the area to go into. I mean, if you want to hide something, don't do reverse speech, because it'll come out, you know. you know.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. Often the areas you want to hide the most are what comes out the first in reverse speech. So, yeah.
Exactly. And it's not necessarily, you know, these are things that they don't even perhaps realize that they're hiding, you know. I was working with one client, and I was asking her about her daughters. She had a specific relationship with her daughters. Her daughters weren't speaking to her for now years, and so I was asking her, you know, what exactly is going on, you know, with your daughters? And in her answer, "I don't know," you know, it revealed a whole world of a secret that she had been keeping for her entire life. And when we went over the reversals during the reversal feedback session, you know, she just said, "Sinzani, I just have to tell you what this was all about, because you're the only person in the world who knows." And she actually just let loose and just told me what her secret was, because it was something that she wasn't, you know, proud of, but something that she decided to hide from everyone. And it came out in the reversal. So, you know, that's the only thing I would say, is that if you do, or if you are hiding something, this might not be the modality that you want.
It reminds me of a funny story. I gave a lecture in Houston back in the 90s, and I used to do live reversals up front in those days, and I gave my standard warning, if you've got anything to hide, don't come up front. You know, this bloke comes up front, and he chats away, and then I start doing his reversals, and they start talking about a homosexual affair he's having with his friend who's sitting next to his wife in the audience. So,
whoa!
So, oh, that was... a very embarrassing situation. The wife stormed out of the room. It was, ever since then, I haven't done live reversals in public anymore.
David, I think he was testing you.
Sorry?
I think he was testing you, David.
Yeah, well, he picked the wrong person to test. Yeah, you got to be very careful with reverse speech, because if you've got any secrets, it's all going to come out. So we'll be going to the break very soon. When we come back, I want you to talk about some of the what's been some of the hardest parts of training, because it's not all easy. There's difficult areas you have to put yourself through. Like, listen to the hours and hours and hours of tape. How did you manage to stay focused and concentrated enough to do that?
Actually, it's interesting, because when you start hearing the reversals, they contain information. So the content of the reversals actually is what keeps me going, because I'll ask the client a question, and then the reversal, it's something I don't expect. Sometimes I'm just laughing out loud, so if you were ever to come by my house and I'm listening to the reversals, I'm actually laughing out loud at some of them, because they're just unexpected. For example, I had one client and she was talking about difficulties that she was having with her sister, but she's 60 now, and she's had them ever since she was a little girl. And the reversals are trying to tell her something, and they're trying to, they're saying it in so many different ways, and she's just not getting it. And suddenly, it was a reversal that was a nutshell of what the problem was, with a .com. Like, really, she said .com at the end of the verse, and it was as though it was a website. And I started to think, and couldn't actually wait to share it with her. Because it was the only way, I guess, that the reversal would get through to her. Sometimes the clients are in denial. So, yeah, that is the reversal content that really keeps me going.
Just hold that thought, Cincinnati. We have to go to break. We'll be back right after this, folks.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since the 11th, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. Radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's one proven end to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back for our final segment of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest today is reverse speech practitioner Zenny Steingruber. If you want to call in and speak to Zenny or myself, the toll-free number in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. All right. So, Zenny, you're training to become a trainer. Tell me why you want to train others in this field.
Wow. Well, training other people in reverse speech is just, I imagine it just being amazing. I mean, I'm learning right now how to become a trainer. And the idea is that, you know, people can really get closer to this aspect of learning that there's these reversals out there, that every time that someone is speaking to you, or even if you're listening to music, that there are reversals that are being said or sung to you each time that you're being communicated with. And locating these, and then at the same time being able to then take them, these reversals, and actually help people, making a contribution to them is the main thing. 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago, I really took a look at my commitment, you know, my commitment in my life. You know, what is my life about? What is my purpose on this earth, etc.? Kind of an existential question, I guess. But I basically decided that what I'm committed to is making a contribution to people's health and well-being. And at the time when I was saying these words, I hadn't heard of reverse speech yet. I didn't know about it. And I was in another job. It was completely unrelated. And even as I was saying this commitment, I just had no idea how that would ever happen. In fact, I was thinking I was being kind of a hypocrite because I was working really hard in something else, and it had nothing to do with health and well-being. And but when I learned about reverse speech and took these courses with you, David, they just opened up a whole new world. And what I started realizing was, even with children, you know, from the very young age, from even 4 months old, they speak in reverse. And and even children who are deaf mute, or, you know, who we don't understand in the forward speech, we can record them and hear reversals and hear what they're saying. And so I just think it's an amazing gift to the world. And you know, I would like to share this. And I'm in Spain currently, and so my focus will be to actually train people in Spanish, the Spanish language, here in Spain and in other countries that speak Spanish. So that would be my focus for the training programs, actually.
That's absolutely awesome. Yes, I want reverse speech trained in another language. I actually sent you a Spanish dictionary last week. I have an analyst in El Salvador, and he's been writing that Spanish dictionary. Have you had a chance to look through that?
I took a quick look. I took a quick glance, and I actually have not worked yet with a Spanish client. So I'm just waiting to get my hands wet. Pull up my sleeves and start that aspect. But so far, I've been working with English-speaking clients only, and I would really like to start in Spanish now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that would be great to have some Spanish people trained up in reverse speech. It would be very exciting. Yeah, all the trainings have so far have all been in English, and reverse speech is pretty much stuck to the English language, but we'll get that changed. We'll get that changed, yeah. Yeah. Well, so we've just finished the analyst course, and we're starting a practitioner course in when are we starting that? End of June, are we? No, it must be. It must be around about June. Yeah,
mid June.
Mm. Yeah, so you'll become a practitioner trainer, and there's only a few of those in the world. So, maybe one or two. So you'll be in a very very unique category of people. Right.
Wow, I didn't realize there were so few of us. Actually, when I took the course, David, with you, both the analyst and the practitioner, I hadn't realized that there's only about 10 practitioners in the world right now that are certified in reverse speech.
That's right. That's right.
And there's very few of us. And I guess because I had been exposed to many of them in London, in the UK, I just assumed that there were more. But, upon actually graduating, you had said, oh, there's only 10 of us. So I was the 10th, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, it's been my biggest disappointment, actually, in my 33-year career that I haven't been able to get more people trained. I'm not too sure exactly what I'm doing wrong. I seem to be getting the students in. It's trouble is it's such a time intensive skill to learn. Many people just don't put the time in, you know.
Actually, I think that the time is a big aspect. For example, I started reverse speech just when I was transitioning out of a job that I was permanently in. I was there for 9 years, and I was working crazy hours, and I was wanting to transition out of that and into a more flexible work schedule, and I guess more of a freelance type job. And so I was hungry and looking for a new opportunity to do something that would be easier to have a personal life, have a balanced, a more balanced work life, I guess, between work and play. And so in the beginning, I think that the largest obstacle for me when I started was actually the technology, and simply because I had a Mac. I had a Mac, and the reverse speech technology, the programs, the software, didn't work very well with my Mac. I was just pulling out my hair and then decided, you know what, why am I doing this? Why don't I just use a normal, well, a non-Mac computer. So I have this Fujitsu Siemens computer. And once I downloaded the software onto there, I was so much easier, and I realized, oh gosh, I've just been struggling with just the format of the computer. And then over time, it's just about, taking a block of time out of your, I would actually take a block of time out of my daily schedule. So I would take, 2 or 3 hours and dedicate them to reverse speech. So it was something that it was just a regular thing in my life. And I just assumed that it would be like that throughout the course. And now what actually just keeps me going, I was thinking about this over the break, David, is that you know, I asked some of the clients questions that I'm actually very curious about. I'm curious about their answers. And so, you know, I'll be doing an analysis on a recording, and I'll ask them a key question. And then, you know, I'll need to take a break, and you know, I have something else I need to do. I get up, and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to come back, actually, to find out in reverse, you know, what their answer is. Because I've heard it in the forewords, but I don't know if it's actually true. Are they lying? You know, and I just, this fascination and curiosity that keeps me going. I just want to know the answer.
Oh, and don't tell the answer. If you've got enough tape, sometimes you've got to get more tape than what you've initially got, but the answers are always there. So, yeah. Good stuff. What's been the hardest thing for you in the training course? What have you found to be the hardest?
The hardest thing that I found was there were two elements, no, of the courses, basically. There was the practical element, which is actually doing the recordings, doing the analyses, finding the reversals, and then, you know, working with that aspect. So the practical areas. And then there was a theoretical area, which is, you know, writing essays, actually, you know, looking at the manual, reading the manual, studying it, understanding the concepts, and then putting what I know into an essay format. Can be even like an article, you know, for publication, etc. And actually, a lot of what I did submit to you, David, is on my website. So it just worked really well in that way. But for me, it was juggling between the two. So I really, you know, strove to have the practical aspects done for each of the classes, so that, and you know, sometimes I would, you know, send the homework in, you know, right before class, which I know isn't recommendable. but I would always strive to have the practical assignments done for each class, and then I sometimes the theory, the essays would take a little longer. Also, it wasn't just about necessarily because I was procrastinating or something like that. It was also because I needed a little bit more time to integrate the theory and to really get what, you know, what I was talking about before being able to write about it and submit it. And especially, David, you'd ask us to do a final essay at the end of each of the courses, the analyst and the practitioner course, and even the investigator part of the analyst first year course as well. And those were really, really revelatory for me. They just, you know, it was kind of like it encapsulated, summarized, you know, everything that I had learned during that time. And, you know, to do that, I just need to sit down and think about it, you know, write an outline and just in a concise and succinct manner, communicate, you know, what was learned. And so it's just really about, I guess, having the time, making time, prioritizing reverse speech, the courses, and focusing on the homework and you know, setting deadlines for yourself and being disciplined in that area. Yeah.
Well, you've certainly done it well, and you've graduated both classes well. I'm sure you get through the trainer's course just as well, too. So, yeah, there we go. So if anyone's out there interested in reverse speech, take the June 19th class and join the growing field. Become one of the pioneers, because you really are a pioneer, aren't you? You have so many avenues to use this in. I mean, gee, you'd be pioneering bringing it to the Spanish community, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yes, I'm really looking forward to that.
Good on you. Good, good, good. What's have you had any particularly troublesome cases that have really taxed your resources?
Yes, David. Actually, one of the things I've found is that somehow well, I guess I shouldn't say somehow, but some clients that I work with, I can really identify or relate to some of their sabotage patterns, perhaps because I have them as well, or I've been working with them, my own sabotage patterns in the past. So I recognize them and I identify with them. And so when that happens is when it's most challenging for me. And I do recall having one client, and it was just, the MetaWalk, when I was writing his MetaWalk, I had so many reversals. They were all very revealing, but it was very challenging for me to actually design the MetaWalk because there were so many, I felt a little bit overwhelmed just because there were so many aspects to his reversals.
Right.
The way it occurred to me was that it was too complicated. But it actually wasn't, okay? It was just that I was identifying with with what he was saying, what, you know, some of his patterns were. They were, you know, maybe similar or to mine. Yeah. And so for me, the MetaWalk ended up being, you know, it just took me double the time than it would take me to write any other MetaWalk. And I, after it was done, you know, I also felt, wow, you know, I noticed that I was really intrigued in his process. And the thing about being a practitioner, it's very important, you know, to have a distance between the practitioner and the client. And I work very hard on that. And so, do you know that I was actually kind of wound up with the reversals and the creation of the MetaWalks, and you know, it made me kind of step back and go, okay, what is going on here? But what I actually really got from the process was that I was synthesizing and working on and working out various aspects of myself inside of that particular case. And I don't know, David, if you've found that as well when you work with clients.
I can tell you a funny story. I was working with a client many years ago, and he had a similar issue to what I had. And we won't talk about the issues, but they were similar issues. And this was back in the days when I was doing reversals on myself. I don't do reversals on myself anymore now. And when I wrote his MetaWalk out, I accidentally used all my reversals rather than his, quite purely by mistake. And I gave him this MetaWalk, and I started going into reaction. I'm having all these feelings and emotions going in around the loop. And I learned a very valuable lesson. Don't write your own reversals into MetaWalks. So that's probably my biggest horror story. I'll never forget that. Anyway. So.
Yeah. But, so I would say that would be the most, also, I guess, the most challenging case. But in terms of the actual challenge of a client, I had a client who was a substance abuser. And it was interesting because it was never spoken in the foreword. So, you know, when I was doing the recordings, it only appeared in the reversals. Right. And I really said to myself, wow, you know, I'm not even sure if this will, you know, I'm not sure how far reverse speech can go. I had the same thing. I had a client who was a cancer patient, and she had terminal cancer. And, you know, she had surgeries and everything set up for, you know, weeks and months. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I'm not sure if reverse speech will be able to change any of that. Well, in both cases, reverse speech basically did its thing. It worked miracles. And in the first case, the client, you know, was able to get off of her addictions. And wow. In the second case, the cancer patient actually went into remission. Yeah. The doctors didn't know what to do with her. They had to cancel all her surgeries and her various appointments, and because they didn't know how to actually intervene, where to go in, what to do during the surgical operation, because the tests were showing different results. And so, yeah, it's very far-reaching, high impact, and it's just a matter of trust And I'm gaining that as I get more experience being a practitioner in the field.
Yeah, and you'll get better and better. You know, once you'll build up a portfolio of metalworks and foundation stones for metalworks. You know, you'll just get better and better and better. Once you've done hundreds of clients, you'll be fine.
Well, actually, David, I have to admit, secretly, I wasn't sure, you know, because you've been doing it for so long, over 30 years, you know, and I just thought to myself, oh, I'm not sure if anyone can just do that, right? And so, you know, I am slowly but surely, step by step, learning and continue to learn as I have more and more clients over time. So
yeah, no, that's fair enough. Good on you. Good, good, good. Yeah, okay. So, what advice could you give to anyone who's contemplating taking the training course?
Well, the first thing I would do is look at your website. Your website is excellent. It is very complete. Has so many aspects. I mean, from blogs to articles to radio shows like this one, and so much background about the reverse speech process. It's very informative and just gives a complete picture of what reverse speech is all about. So I would start with your website directly and just check that out. All the aspects and any more, I would say probably 80% of your questions would probably be answered there. And then, David, I guess because what I did was I just called you up, so I'm not sure if you want me to say that, but perhaps contact you. I could also be by email with any burning questions that you need answered before actually signing up. Because I think that you know, if there's anything in your way in terms of barriers or resistance or anything like that, it's just a matter of asking a few questions and getting to get past that and to sign up for the course and get started.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone out there, we've got a new class starting June 19th. Email me back to reversespeech.com or call me on 503. I have an American number, 503-568-7077. Yep. Okay. So what do you see coming up for yourself in the future?
Wow, interesting. Well, I'd really like to, like I mentioned, develop the reverse speech in Spanish. So start developing a clientele in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, where I live, and also in various Spanish-speaking countries in the world, so most likely South America as well. As you mentioned, there's an analyst in El Salvador. Well, you know, having potential clients in Spanish-speaking countries. And I think that in and of itself is its own training program. So for myself, I think it's quite something, it's a big bite to take off and also to practice in. So I definitely have my work set out for me in that area. In terms of continuing with my clients in English, I would really like to, what I found is that, you know, as clients get over many of their sabotage patterns or dysfunctional patterns, behavioral patterns, is that they're still fascinated by reverse speech and they're still interested in the process and what they're up to. And I've already had one client that, you know, was with me during the course actually, you know, asked to come and do another round with me now. And so another aspect that I would like to develop in future is actually a little bit of a support system with information for you know, graduates. I call them graduates of reverse speech because once you've been through a full session work, you know what it's like, you know what it's about, you know the themes that are running, the metaphors that you're running, the programming. And so it would be, I guess, just to continue the support with these people and really have them explore, perhaps either through taking their own course and learning reverse speech, or simply just becoming more aware consciously of what their patterning is and how they can influence their patterning on a conscious level as well, so that their results can be more accelerated and more intentional.
Yeah. Well, good on you, young lady. You've taken this technology and run with it, and that's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So we're almost out of time. Do you want to get some contact information out?
Sure. www.sanzeni.com. Just, you can contact me there for anything. Thank you so much, David.
No worries. Pleasure to have you on the show, Sanzeni. Next week, folks, we'll have Greg Albrecht in studio with some reversals on Roswell. So you don't want to miss that. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was, without question, the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.